Now to the United States, where natural disasters have taken the lives of 26 people over the past days. Two dozen lost their lives in flooding in West Virginia. Now another two people died in a California wildfire burning out of control. Both states have declared states of emergency and are now receiving federal aid to cope with the disasters.
West Virginia's worst flooding in more than a century. On Thursday alone, the eastern U.S. state saw one quarter of its annual rainfall, which is over 25 centimeters. Days of heavy rain have made rivers surge to dangerous levels. High waters have washed away cars and cut power to around 32,000 homes and businesses. Hundreds of people have been evacuated so far, and rescue operations are underway to save others. Hundreds of homes have also been destroyed or severely damaged. The town of White Sulphur Springs is the hardest hit, where some residents lost everything.
This town's never faced anything like this. This is the worst disaster ever.
To the west of the United States, a massive wildfire is burning out of control in California. Flames fueled by hot and dry weather broke out on Thursday. The blaze has left at least 150 homes in ruins, while damaging scores of others. Thousands of people have also been evacuated so far. Local authorities warn that more residents may be forced to flee the advancing flames. Firefighters are battling the blaze, yet a lot of communities remain in danger.
Well, let's cross over to Seattle, joined by Ms. Jody Grage, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State. Thank you so much for being with us. Definitely taking a beating, parts of California. Let's talk about this natural disasters in general and overall the effect that it has. We have seen this being repeated time and time again, especially in California. Is there something that can be done that's not being done, or is this something just natural and it just has to take its course?
Well, the climate change is definitely an emergency. And the two corporate political parties here are not willing and maybe not able to deal with it. But it's a matter of priorities. It's important to remember that when World War II started, it took the United States 6 months to totally redirect its economy to the war effort. The climate change is an emergency of equal proportion. The Green Party approach would work on several fronts. It would work on the employment front, putting people to work, doing things that will help alleviate and remediate for natural disasters. There's another thing to consider, and that is pollution. Our average foodstuff in the United States travels 1,500 miles to get to where it is consumed. So there are some systems like our food system that need to be reorganized. In California and other places, there are also historic claims to water rights that really have nothing to do with the practical needs today. So there are several systems that need to be reorganized. And a lot of these systems are very interrelated. So I encourage everyone to go to Jill2016.com. Jill Stein is our presidential candidate in 2016, or the presumed candidate, because we haven't had our convention yet. And the Green New Deal, which you can find reference to on that website, talks about the interrelatedness of so many things and how we can work on them.
Do you think that
if you take them one at a time, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Do you think that with the because you mentioned the two parties, the Democratic and Republican Party, do you think that they are out of touch with this side of things as far as we're looking at so many of these natural disasters as they're being called, but a lot of preventive steps could be taken and understanding as far as climate, the situation with the climate control. Do you think that there are many steps that are just not being taken on that side of things by these two parties that could be taken?
Very definitely. Part of the problem is that in order to do a lot of what needs to be done, you would have to ignore some of the very powerful and lucrative lobbying efforts in Washington, D.C. The fossil fuel industry being one of them, the large agricultural interests. But this is a time, this is an emergency. I'm a retired teacher, and I used to have a banner up in my room that said, good planets are hard to find. And we are not taking very good care of our planet, which will continue to exist with or without us. This is a real emergency. Climate change is can be devastating, but there are ways to help mediate the effects and on people and in various regions.
All right. Thank you so much. So sorry we're out of time. I really appreciate, though, you being with us out of Seattle, Washington, Ms. Jody Grange, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State.